Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Goals. We're always talking about goals, aren't we? What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? And what are the elements of a business goal? Let's think about that for a moment. Well, first of all, you have to be a dreamer. You have to sit there and you have to stare out into space and you have to say to yourself, what do I want to accomplish? And you just start to write things down from just on a piece of paper or on your computer, and you just list whatever you're thinking of, and you go back and you go, okay, let me pick some goals here, whether it's wanting to improve customer service or making more money or creating prospecting and sales to make more money. Whatever the goals are, you must have goals. Goals are inherent to human nature. People always want more. It's just how we're made. If we live in a house, we want a bigger house. If we make money, we want to make more money. If we go to the all-you-can-eat salad bar, we want to eat more. It's just inherent to life. So to get there, we have to have goals. But we really have to understand some elements of those goals. Goals need to be specific. What do you want to accomplish? Do you want to improve your operations of your business? Then you think about the goals. If you want to make more money, then you start thinking about how do you do that? How do I create more prospecting and sales? If you want to raise your prices because inflation has caught up with your business, you need to think about what are my goals to do that. You need to be specific. You need to really understand exactly what you're trying to accomplish. And then once you set out that goal, say to yourself, all right, here is my goal. I want to create more sales. How are you going to measure that? How are you going to understand whether your goals are being met? How are you going to have a plan to review the goal to see if it really is working? And it's not enough just to have a goal. There's got to be an action plan. You have to put it into place. You can't just think about it. How many times have you heard people say, you see that piece of property over there where the mall's sitting? Could have bought it for $100 an acre. Would have been a wealthy person, but I didn't buy it. You know, I knew I had that idea in my competition. Well, they did it before me, and they capitalized on it. You have to put your goals and ideas into action. They have to be measurable. They have to be specific. And, you know, the goals have to be relevant to your business. You just can't go off and do something that's not possible. I'm going to create my business and I'm going to make it 10 times bigger than it is. I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a building that is much more expensive than I am able to afford. You have to be able to be in a situation of being realistic and relevant. And another question you have to ask yourself is it the right time? Is it the right time to put this particular goal into place? Will it work? If I don't put it into place, will I be making a mistake? If I do go with that particular goal, is it the right goal? And think about this. Your to-do list, you're sitting down and writing what you need to do every single day. Isn't that a goal? Putting it in priority? Making it happen? Goals are important. Goals are what makes business people become more productive, or any person become more productive in the organization. And you should ask your coworkers, your employees, to set goals for themselves. What do they need to improve upon? What would they like to accomplish in their particular job? By getting everybody working on the goals of the company and understanding them, and you being able to communicate where you want to take the company, and they understand why we're doing what we're doing, the company becomes phenomenally successful and profitable. This is Howard Lewinter, And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.